Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is something burning? No, it's just time for the WIP Evening Show Hot Stove Check-In.
Yes, it is that time of night. The Hot Stove Check-In right here on the Evening Show. Joe Giglio with you. And with us on the Swartz Culta guest line right now is Bob Nightingale of USA Today. And Moy, Bob has been all over this stuff. He joined the High Hopes podcast last week, which Jack is a part of. And now he joins the Evening Show to talk about the Phillies, their plan, and what might transpire over the next month or so. Bob, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Yeah, doing great, Joe. Thanks.
Well, thanks for hopping on. And I have to say, Bob, I don't know if you know it or not, but you and a lot of reporters around baseball, but certainly your thoughts on the Phillies and what they could accomplish here has a lot of people in this town very excited. So let's start with, I guess it was Sunday I saw your piece, saying the Phillies right now are the clear-cut favorites to sign Bryce Harper after the meeting they had on Saturday night. Tell us what you know and what you think about the situation with Bryce and the Phillies.
Yeah, well, they had a great meeting. The Phillies came away very, very impressed with Bryce Harper and his wife, Kayla, and vice versa. It was a wonderful meeting. I think there were some reservations about Philadelphia in the past. Maybe they were treated as a visiting ball player. I mean, you know, it's assured that, hey, as a hometown guy, it's night and day how the way you're treated by the fans and the city and everything else. So everyone knows the mind that the Phillies have. And there's no doubt. It's like, okay, who's going to outbid the Phillies for Harper? You know, there's been so much talk about the Nationals. The Nationals are making pretty clear that they're not in this thing. I mean, he turned down $300 million. And they've spent $190 million since. They weren't going to sit around and see whether it takes their offer or not. So that same money that they offered isn't there.
Bob, are you surprised that the market, we'll get to Machado in a second, but just for Harper, I mean, you said it there, the Phillies' favorite. The Nationals may be in it, but maybe not even really in it seriously. Are you surprised the market for a 26-year-old with the kind of accomplishments Bryce Harper already has in Major League Baseball is really so limited?
No, I am. Absolutely. I mean, two 26-year-old guys, you'd think that, at least five or six teams after him. I mean, it's almost like if you have a mansion, you're not going to have many people, try to buy the thing. Same thing here, who's got $300 million to spend. But, as it turns out, you're talking about, two or three teams. You got the Phillies and the White Sox, and that may be it. So people are kind of, very stunned that the market has been better for both these guys.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here on the Evening Show. Bob, you tweeted last night, the Phillies, according to team executives, have visions of signing Harper, Keuchel, and Kimbrel. Well, when this offseason started, you had the piece and the quotes from John Middleton about stupid money, and that's kind of been brought up a lot here in Philadelphia because people keep waiting for the stupid money. They got David Robertson, they got Gene Segura, they got Andrew McCutchen, and they all were good deals, but those weren't stupid money deals. I would imagine if the Phillies do land, let's say, these three players or three more big-time players, that would qualify. So the idea of Harper, Keuchel, and Kimbrel, it really feels like with that, if the Phillies get Harper, let's say, they're going to keep adding to try to become a really, really good team next season.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's almost like, talking about Harper, Machado, which, they could do. But it makes, more realistic, like, okay, you get one of two big guys, and then you fill in the other pieces that you need. So you could use our starter. Keuchel's out there, also represented by Scott Boras. And Kimbrel. I mean, you sign David Robertson, they don't have to have Kimbrel, but why not build a super bullpen type thing, just like the Yankees with their three closers. So that's why, they don't plan on stopping just at one player.
So, Bob, today you and Buster Olney of ESPN both had a similar report and a similar thought on the situation with Manny Machado right now. So what you said today is same thing Buster did, that it's a 7-year, $175 million offer that at least the White Sox made a couple weeks ago. And that would seem to me that the Phillies or anyone else interested in him could beat that. That seems really light, just considering what we thought, let's say, Machado or Harper would get before this offseason. Are you surprised 7175 is kind of where the Machado market might be right now?
Well, you know, it's an opening offer. And if you're the White Sox, why bid against yourself? And, you know, very similar, as Buster pointed out on Twitter, and I agree with him, been talking about, very similar to Boston Red Sox and J.D. Martinez. They offered a 110 last year and sat on it and said, hey, let's see if anybody is going to be in our offer. Nobody did. He ended up saying there. If you're the White Sox, you know, why give out a massive offer, you know, 8 or 9 years for more than $30 million a year if you got the top offer? And then, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the White Sox, you know, raise that offer at some point. But, you know, they've already been, you know, pretty adamant that, hey, we're not going to just throw crazy money out there. You know, the Yankees said the same thing. So if you don't have any other teams involved, you know, except for the Phillies, you know, why bid against yourself?
Bob, do you think at this point the Phillies have a true preference? Because though I've been trying to figure this out the whole offseason. We heard a lot early on that their preference was Manny Machado, but they did also like Bryce Harper. We know the meeting they initially had with Bryce went well, you told us. Do you think it really matters to them, or is it a situation where they're going to just wait and get the player that falls to them at their price? Do you think they have a true preference between Machado or Harper?
You know, I don't think there's that real true preference. They like both guys. Both guys would be perfect fits. You know, the one thing about Harper I would say is that I think he sells more tickets. There's more of that pizzazz, a little bit like a minor day Reggie Jackson where he goes on the road. You either, you know, boo him or cheer him. Just seems like that polarizing guy. So I think there's a higher, you know, marketing type thing with Harper. But both are fabulous players. So can't go wrong. So I don't know if they, I think when all the talk early on was about the preferences for Machado, you know, I think they thought that Harper's preference was not to come to Philadelphia. So I think that's why that stuff kind of got leaked out, you know, just kind of protect their own feelings.
Bob, last one for you here. If you had to guess right now, would you guess Machado White Sox, Harper Phillies? Is that what you'd guess today, or would it be something different?
No, that's exactly what I guess. I do think the Phillies will blow everybody out, and they make the biggest offer and sign him, particularly with the Nationals' obvious thing. So I think Harper's a perfect fit there. And I think, you know, secretly the White Sox are hoping the Phillies get him. That way Machado can fall in their lap, you know, at their price. So, yeah, I think Harper, Phillies, Machado, White Sox.
Bob, really appreciate you hopping on. We'll be following along with the tweets and all of the information. And maybe we'll talk again before all this ends, maybe sometime in the next few weeks. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Joe. My pleasure. Take care.
There he goes. Bob Nightingale, USA Today. So a couple things I took away from that. Number one is that he acknowledged what I've felt for a little while now. He doesn't really believe the Phillies have a true preference here. That's what I've felt now for a while, the way they've approached this. I think they might lean a certain way. They might feel a certain way about one or the other. I think their affinity for Manny Machado stems from a long time ago. I mean, these guys drafted him down in Baltimore, so there's probably that. But I think they want to get one. And I think they're going to get the one that is the right deal.
I thought it was interesting how he said that the Nationals were the ones that were leaking that didn't want to play here.
Yeah, and they had to, and the Phillies went out to Las Vegas and talked to Harper. And I think it's interesting also he said that maybe the idea of their preference being Machado was because they didn't think Harper wanted to play here. And maybe now they have this assurance that he does.
Yeah, and the one thing that I can't get past is that, like, I think that I feel this whole offseason, I felt that the Machado stuff has been mostly smokescreen stuff because I think Harper was always their guy, and it feels like it's starting to turn that way. Because I think Middleton, the businessman, knows the value that Harper brings, and I almost feel like the Segura deal kind of almost took them out of the Machado thing, or they didn't need Machado as much because they got Segura, because Machado wants to play shortstop.
Right, and in Chicago, he can absolutely play shortstop.
Tim Anderson?
See you, buddy. So that's where we're at right now. And just to hit on a couple things from today, there was one actually now conflicting maybe conflicting report on the Harper Phillies, Machado not Phillies thing that's popped up. So Jim Salisbury, and we respect Jim, and we know Jim is, he always, here's what I like about Jim. Jim always waits to put out his thoughts, whether it be a report or an opinion, until he's got a lot of information to work with. I don't feel like he just throws it out right away, even if it's the hot story, because I think that that's just kind of the way Jim has reported for a long time. So he actually, for the first time today, was today the first Jim Salisbury piece since the Harper meeting? I think it was.
Yeah, he's been really laying quiet in the weeds. He hasn't really said anything, which always makes me nervous. I mean, I know he's obviously working and trying to find the angle. It does make me feel like his reports are very accurate.
Yeah, he doesn't just probably talk to one or two people. See, today he said he doesn't have any reason to believe their preference has changed from Machado. And what Jim Salisbury wrote today was the Phillies are set up to win the Machado sweepstakes. Now, I read that as an opinion more than a report, kind of like reading the tea leaves. If they want Machado, they're going to get Machado.
And the one thing he did say is the Phillies have gone quiet, which I think is very notable, because if they've gone quiet, that means that things are supposedly, or would lend to believe that things are getting close.
They could be. We shall see. I know a lot of people are getting frustrated with this whole thing. My point, and I've said this all offseason, is just get one, and we're not really going to remember the details about how this all happens. If there's one detriment to this thing bleeding into February, it is this. It probably makes it more difficult for the Phillies to make trades and kind of ship away a player or two that may no longer be needed for something good. And what I mean by that is, let's just say Bryce Harper arrives. I would say Nick Williams is the odd man out of this thing.
Darn.
Yeah, I think Nick's going to be gone sooner than later, but it might make it harder. Like, teams might not need an outfielder in spring training. Now they might say, oh, we'll take Nick Williams for this pitcher. Like, it just might make it harder to fill out the whole roster. But, I mean, you deal with it. You make the trade when you make the trade. I think it's probably easier to move on from a guy like Michael Franco. Feels like they probably had something in the works there for a while. So if Machado signed, I think Franco could be gone anytime.
But the longer they wait with Franco, the better chance the Padres move on and find a different third baseman,
which
makes me nervous.
Yes, it does. It impacts what they get back for the guys they no longer need. But that's small potatoes, though, because Harper Machado is a long-term thing. It's not just about April 2019.
And you hope that Franco's kind of a placeholder for Boehm or Arenado next year.
It could be, yeah. So third base could just kind of be a waiting pattern for the next player they bring in. The last thing to mention, and we kind of touched on it with Bob there, is the offer that's now being reported. And by the way, Dan Lozano, the agent for Manny Machado, kind of wrote a scathing statement today, actually calling out Bob, who just joined us, and Buster Only for their reporting.
I was waiting for Bob to be like, yeah, that Lozano thing was a little rough, don't you think?
I thought it was pretty extreme. Like, so both Bob Nightingale and Buster Only, two of the bigger names, if you were to say there's five or six biggest names in, you know, baseball reporting, they're two of them. They both said today the same thing. 7175 is the offer for Machado. And Dan Lozano's like, this is ridiculous. This is basically that they're lying and that this shouldn't be coming out and it's hurting players. Like, I don't know what the offer is. That seems really light. That seems really, really light. And so Bob did describe it to us there as a first offer. And everyone's kind of waiting to see what happens from here. All right, the last thing to hit on in Hot Stove Check-In today. Bob Nightingale just told us he thinks, end of the day, it will be Manny Machado to the White Sox, Bryce Harper to the Phillies. I could see that happening. But there's one, I think anyone who counts the Yankees out of any of this is silly, because they're the Yankees. They do this all the time. They pretend they're not in on something, and then they go do it. They've done it time and again over the years. I remember when they signed Johnny Damon. I mean, they literally said out loud, we have no interest in Johnny Damon. He was there a couple days later. Like, they lie all the time, and they have money to get whoever they want. They haven't said they're out on Machado, but they've acted like it. They did say in December, basically, they have no interest and no room for Bryce Harper. But they have not said anything about Manny Machado. So today, Jeff Passan, who now works for ESPN, he used to work at Yahoo, and he's pretty plugged in, he went on the Michael Kay Show up in New York and dropped this thought that he had heard around baseball.
You know, someone called me earlier today and said the way that this is all shaping up is that Harper's going to Philadelphia and Manny Machado's going to New York. Now, this is one person. This is not one person, either the Phillies or the Yankees. But this is someone who's been in the game for a long time and tends to read tea leaves well. And I think he just believes that the Yankees make too much sense for Manny Machado, and Manny Machado wants to be a New York Yankee for it not happen. But it has to happen at a particular price point, and what that price point is, I don't quite know yet. Listen, I wish I could come on and tell you the Yankees could get Manny Machado for this number. I just don't know what that number is, but there is definitely mutual affection on both sides, and if it comes down to it and nobody blows Manny Machado out of the water financially and with a situation where he's going to win, the Yankees are lurking there just waiting for the right opportunity to pound.
Yeah, when the report came out today of 7175 is the offer to Machado from the White Sox, that the first thing I thought of was that is screaming to the Yankees, like, hey, just step into the ring here and you probably get this guy.
Are you worried about the Astros at all for Harper?
A little bit. I mean, they tried to trade for him last year at the deadline.
They tried to trade for him. I guess what? Like Verlander and Cole can come off the books after this year.
They did they bought Michael Brantley, right? So they added an outfielder.
Yeah, they gave Altuve Altuve contract's very reasonable. They had to pay Correa, I guess, in a couple of years.
They'll have to pay Bregman eventually.
I don't know. They have the window right now to really go for it.
They do. The other thing earlier this offseason, Boris was talking about Harper being willing to play first base. Now, I think people thought that was about the Yankees, but it could be for the Astros. They need a first base. They don't have a first baseman. Like, that's the one position they don't have kind of locked down. I hadn't thought about it, but yeah, I mean, there should be more teams in on this. It's Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. These are two of the great young players of all time. And the fact that we have an insider come on this show and say, yeah, there's nobody really else for Bryce Harper. It's the Phillies or the Nationals, and the Nationals aren't really in on it. It just feels crazy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.